Welcome to Learning Works with me, Tony Ryan, a new resource for helping people who are deaf to learn about the complexities of the English language when their first language is actually Auslan, or Australian Sign Language. Jeff Pearson is a teacher of English as a second language and is based in Perth.
Hi, I'm Jeff Pearson. I'm the director of my own registered training organisation, Agenda Communication, which focuses on training in the field of workplace language and literacy.
Jeff, I believe you're an English as a second language teacher.
Yes, that's right.
Mm-hmm. What led to the project that we're talking about?
It was about 3-4 years ago, 2006. I was approached by Sheila Hunter, who was the then WA coordinator of the WELL program, that's the Workplace English Language and Literacy program here in WA, to find a literacy teacher who also was able to sign using Australian Sign Language, or Auslan. So I had a look around and couldn't find anybody with both those skills, sets of skills. So I went back to Sheila and said I'd drawn a blank. And she said, well, if we were to fund an Auslan interpreter for you, would you do it? I thought that sounded interesting. I'd never worked with the deaf before. And so I said yes. And I spent a fun year working with two groups of deaf people who are the administrative people at the WA Deaf Society here in Perth. And as much as I had a great deal of fun with them, and they are exceptionally theatrical people, everything is visual with them. And I have a bit of a background in theatre myself, so that was a good matching up. But I was very frustrated at the lack of resources, English as a second language resources, that specifically targeted the deaf. Mm-hmm. Invariably, the sound system was used somewhere along the line, and nothing took a visual approach to teaching the language. Most of it was very highly text-based, and this wasn't appropriate for the deaf. At the same time, I was doing a bit of work for the education department here, going around and doing writing up reports on different groups of people in the LearnScope program, which was professional development for teachers in e-learning. And on one of those occasions, I actually attended a training session, a professional development session that they were doing, and I saw this software program that they were using, and suddenly the penny dropped that this was exactly what the deaf needed. So I spoke to the people at the WA Deaf Society that I was teaching, and then we got together with West One Services, which is the technological arm of TAFE WA. And I said, would you be interested in perhaps putting together a software program, a multimedia interactive resource for the deaf? And they said they were. So we went back to the WELL program, which has two sides to its funding, one side for training and the other side for resource development. And we put an application in for funding to develop a resource. And they said yes.
So, Jeff, what are some of the challenges that people face who are deaf?
I guess the one that came at me most clearly to start with was that the deaf people I was teaching had said to me that prior to the class that I was teaching, they had gone into mainstream English classes, literacy classes, to learn to read and write, and had an interpreter with them. But when they asked the literacy teacher why something was written in a certain way, they discovered that most of the answers depended on sound. In some way, the explanations required sound, and they weren't able to get the grammar rules from the literacy teachers that they'd been in classes that they'd been attending. And that's fair enough in a normal literacy class, I guess, because a literacy class is normally for English-speaking background people, and they know the language, so they can hear whether something is right most of the time. Deaf people, of course, don't have English as their first language. They have Auslan as their first language, and they are trying to learn English without any reference to the sound system. So one of the difficulties that they have is finding a teacher that can actually teach them the grammar rules of English through pictures, through acting, through writing things down, through using Auslan. But of course, Auslan itself is a different language. It's not signed English. It's a language all its own with a different word order, and totally functions in a different way from a normal language or another language because it's a 3D language. It's written in space. So those are the sorts of difficulties. And A key difficulty, and this is going to be very difficult on radio, of course, because you can't see this, but a single sign in Auslan where you point with your index finger on one hand to the ring finger on the left hand indicates wife, husband, marry, marriage, married, marrying, marital, wedding. And so all of those meanings are all conveyed with the one sign, and deaf people understand what is meant from context, but they just have the one sign. So when you're actually writing in English and you're writing, I married, I am marrying, I am getting married, this is my wife, my husband, and so on and so forth, they don't necessarily understand what the difference is between each of those words. And so they actually have to learn the difference of each of those words. If you look at a deaf person's writing, they would very often write the word marry rather than the word marriage, because they don't have a distinction between what is in effect a verb mm-hmm. and a noun. So those are the sorts of difficulties that they have. And they don't have the concepts already in their minds of what nouns and verbs and adjectives, etc. are. So that's what they needed to learn, and that's what the Grammar Disc attempts to do.
I'm speaking with Jeff Pearson about the Grammar Disc, a new resource for helping people who are deaf to learn English as their second language.
The resource itself is all visual. There is a little bit of sound right at the beginning for intro music and also right at the end. And we did later add a professional voiceover so that hearing people could use it, because we found as the resource was developed, hearing people were getting interested in what we were doing. But primarily it runs soundless apart from the voiceover. And that is because we didn't want to fall into the trap of making a resource which was purportedly for the deaf, but somehow along the way we'd got sucked back into the hearing world. So we drew a line under sound completely, and everything had to come across on screen visually. On screen all the time are one of two Auslan instructors, that is instructors who are signing, and they are then introducing various video clips, pictures, text, graphics to show how English works and what the rules of English are.
So how have deaf people responded to the disc?
The response has been fantastic. I think the initial response is wonderful that there is something that's actually got Auslan instruction on it. It was only released in June this year, 2009, so it's only been out for 3 months. We haven't really had long enough time of it out there to be getting lots of feedback, but the feedback that I have received, both from the deaf and the hearing community, has been very strong and supporting the visual element of the way we're presenting grammar, because hearing people like to see stuff as well. We need to give it really a year, perhaps even 18 months, before we can really say whether this is working or not.
Jeff, is this going to be a national resource?
Yes, it was funded by the WELL program, which is a national fund by the federal government, through the federal government. And yes, it's a nationally available. In fact, it's internationally available. We have had some interest from overseas in the product already. Lots of interest from around Australia and New Zealand.
I'm sure it will go well. Thank you for talking to Learning Works.
Thank you, Tony.
English as a second language teacher, Jeff Pearson. Further information about the Grammar Disc is available online. Go to www.agendacommunication.com.au. That's agendacommunication.com.au. Well, that's our program for today. The South Australian Government supports the Learning Works project through the ASEND Community Partnerships Unit, Department of Further Education, Employment, Science and Technology. From PBAFM in Adelaide, I'm Tony Ryan.